How can the complexities of medical documentation and coding be simplified? Can healthcare providers and professional medical coders maintain efficiency in an environment of ever-increasing complexity? This is Unrivaling Medical Coding, and I'm your host and certified general surgery coder, Neil Sheff.
And I'm Piyush Sheff, a general surgeon and author of Coding Solutions General Surgery and Starting Medical Practice.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, Neil. On this episode, I'd like to focus on how to improve medical documentation. Specifically, I want to focus on electronic medical records, commonly known as EMRs or EHRs, electronic health records. Prior to EMRs, healthcare providers documented on paper, notes, radiology reports, blood test results, pathology results, and anything else related to patient care was documented on paper and filed into a patient chart. These paper charts became quite bulky and storage required vast amounts of physical space. One of the significant criticisms of paper charts was related to legibility. I've come across notes where even the author was unable to decipher them. Obviously, this poses a hazard to patient care. Imagine a prescription where the pharmacist filled the wrong medication due to unclear handwriting. The result? Patient harm. With the boom in information technology, electronic medical record software was developed in an effort to provide ease in documentation, mitigate medical errors, and allow universal access to medical records. Electronic medical records are great for creating reminders for preventative care and chronic disease management and making repetitive tasks easier to perform. And to boot, documentation is legible. The Goliath in EMRs is Epic, developed by Epic Systems Corporation in 1979 by founder and CEO Judith Faulkner. This episode contains some criticism of Epic. I'm not David, and I'm not here to slay Goliath. What I really want to do is spark interest in making Epic more user-friendly and returning to the basic premise of making healthcare efficient and error-free. There are other EMR vendors, Cerner, Allscripts, AthenaHealth, McKesson EMR, and Siemens Sorian, to name a few. My personal experience comes from using Epic and Sorian.
Okay, so it seems that EMRs were put in place with very lofty goals in mind, but I'm guessing that this is the part where you tell me that EMRs have some limitation.
You're right, Neil. I'll talk mainly about Epic because I've used it now for the past 7 years. Epic is built on a programming language from the 1960s called MUMPS, which stands for Massachusetts General Hospital Utility Multi-Programming System. After I was onboarded on Epic, there was an initial year of headaches and aggravation, but I've come to peace with Epic. It is a beast. In general, EMRs are built primarily for data collection and to satisfy regulatory guidelines. They are tedious to use and not very user-friendly. When healthcare providers are faced with sitting in front of computers for hours at a time, they revert to using shortcuts and documentation. When used unscrupulously, these shortcuts make it effortless to commit fraudulent documentation. There is a saying in healthcare, if it is not documented, you didn't do it. However, with EMRs, you can easily document what you didn't do.
What kind of shortcuts are you talking about?
So I'm talking about documentation templates and copy and paste, which are the two most widely used shortcuts.
Can you explain a little bit more?
Sure. Documentation templates are pre-designed word processor templates that leverage dot phrases, also known as smart phrases, that pull in patient database information into the node automatically. For example, if you want the patient name to show up automatically, you would insert the dot phrase dot patient into your template. Then whenever you open the template, it pulls in the patient name automatically. Other common dot phrases that are used are .pmh for past medical history, .psh for surgical history, and .famhx for family history. Templates and dot phrases can significantly lessen the time to document a patient encounter and provide standardization of notes. However, the pitfall in using them is that you have to rely on the accuracy of the information already in the patient database. If the information is incorrect, you would be importing incorrect information into your note. Healthcare providers should know how to update the information in the patient database before they import it into a template. Copy and paste is the other shortcut that providers are taught to use. It is simply the act of copying information from one part of the EMR and pasting it into your encounter note. Again, the pitfall is in accuracy of what you are copying and pasting. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that we should avoid documentation templates, dot phrases, or copy and paste. I use all of these shortcuts myself. All I'm saying is that we need to use these intelligently.
So it seems like all of these, when used incorrectly, are a threat to the integrity of a patient's EMR.
In an attempt to get buy-in from patients, parts of the 21st Century Cures Act developed by the Office of the National Coordinator for Health Information Technology that went into effect on November 1st, 2020, provides transparency by allowing patients access to their medical record documentation.
So you mean patients can see the notes that doctors are writing in their chart?
Yep, and I think it's great. Patients scrutinizing their own medical information can only make healthcare better. A few months ago, I saw a patient who had part of their large intestine removed. In their EMR chart, they had a diagnosis of colon cancer. When I asked the patient if they remembered what stage their colon cancer was, they responded, "I didn't have cancer. I only had a polyp." That's when I started looking through the EMR, and I was surprised to find that every single EMR note by healthcare providers had listed that the patient had colon cancer, when in fact there was a pathology report that listed the final diagnosis as a very large polyp without malignancy. I corrected the information in the EMR so that future providers would benefit from the accurate diagnosis. We make decisions based on information, and this patient was being seen every 4 months for years because providers incorrectly thought he had cancer and he needed close follow-up. If that patient had access to his chart, the error could have been identified much earlier and corrected and saved the patient from numerous unnecessary office visits. It is our responsibility as healthcare providers to ensure the integrity of the data in the patient's chart.
All right, that's a pretty interesting story. Probably doesn't happen very frequently.
You would hope it does not happen frequently. In reality, having a clean patient history is rare. I have been teaching medical students for over 4 years now. For each batch of students, I challenge them to find a chart during their time on general surgery that has an accurate patient EMR history database. To date, we have only found one. That's a very sobering statistic.
So it seems clear that healthcare providers can do better. What has to happen for that to come about?
Well, Neil, we challenge them and we ask EMR vendors to make the EMR user-friendly. 2 weeks ago, I ran into a physician who had been using Epic for about the same time as me, 7 years. We had a mutual patient in the hospital, and I noticed that his history and physical note had errors. I didn't point out his errors. Instead, I asked him if he wanted to up his game with documentation. He was hooked, so I explained to him that there is a database within Epic that holds a list of patient medical diagnosis and surgical history. I asked him if he knew how to input new information or correct information in the database, and he did not. No one ever showed me how to do it. The nurses put in that information. As a physician, he had never corrected or updated information in a patient's database. He would simply pull the information into his note using a dot phrase or smart phrase and then dictate the rest of his note. Dictating information into a note does not carry information into the database, so it gets lost in the vastness of electronic data. For our mutual patient, I showed him how to access the database, correct the contained information, and add meaningful information. It doesn't take long, and every subsequent healthcare provider will benefit from the accurate information.
So there's a lot of doom and gloom about EMRs. Maybe it would be helpful if you could just give us some examples on how to leverage EMRs to actually improve healthcare.
Sure. Let's start with example number one. I call this one, "Too Many Cooks Ruin the Pot." In Epic, healthcare providers accessing the patient's EMR chart can enter data into a History Navigator tab. Nurses enter information into the Rooming Navigator tab, which lists common diagnoses with yes and no buttons. The patient's past medical history that is already present is not visible to the nurses, and therefore most nurses are not able to confirm that it is new data that they are entering. In contrast, the History Navigator tab allows providers to enter and correct entries, yet most physicians do not even know how to access the tab. These different ways to enter medical history often result in duplicated diagnoses or procedures. It is not uncommon to see a patient with 3 or 4 entries listing diabetes, all entered by different providers. This diagnosis should be reflected in a single entry. Have you ever heard of a patient having 2 hysterectomies? Well, in Epic, it is possible. The solution is making entering a patient's medical history transparent, whether you are a nurse or a provider. That way you can see if you are entering duplicate information or not. Also, setting up smart alerts within Epic can also help. If you are trying to enter diabetes and it is already in the patient's history, Epic should be able to alert you with a prompt of, "Do you really want to enter this diagnosis based on a similar diagnosis already in the patient's history?" Currently, this functionality does not exist. As a computer programmer, I know it can be implemented. So here's food for thought. In the old days, auditors had to come to your office and spend hours and days going through paper charts. Now, auditors can access a patient's chart electronically from their office and, with the right tools, speed up the auditing process. Computers can data mine and process repetitive tasks at blazing speeds. What if Medicare and other healthcare insurance companies mandated EMRs to have functionality in the software that could crawl through EMR patient notes and flag those notes that had duplication errors, and then flag those charts for audits? It would certainly simplify the chart selection for audits and probably increase the yield rate of audits significantly. Moving on to example two. A diagnosis of cancer in the history database is usually scant on details. Often I see very simplistic entries like breast cancer. This is not very informative. As a physician, I'd like to know the type of cancer, stage, surgical treatment, and adjuvant chemotherapy or radiation treatments, as well as who the oncologist is managing the patient. For my patients, I input an entry that goes like this. Breast cancer, 2018, right breast, infiltrating ductal carcinoma with ductal carcinoma in situ, pathologic stage T2N0MX, stage 1, estrogen receptor positive, progesterone receptor positive, HER2 new oncogene unamplified, status post lumpectomy and sentinel lymph node biopsy, adjuvant radiation treatment and tamoxifen. Oncologist, Dr. Stephen James. You can see how this detail, when carried over for all subsequent providers, makes it efficient to find quality information that benefits patient care. Example 3. Copy and paste should be replaced with copy, paste, review, and update. The Office of the Inspector General in 2014 had the following warning. Copy-pasting, also known as cloning, enables users to select information from one source and replicate it in another location. When doctors copy-paste information but fail to update it or ensure accuracy, inaccurate information may enter the patient's medical record and inappropriate charges may be billed. Furthermore, inappropriate copy-pasting could facilitate attempts to inflate claims and duplicate or create fraudulent claims. So what that means is that fraud related to copy-pasting is on their radar. Beware, providers. In EMRs, you can copy an entire previous encounter note into a current encounter note. The following example appears sometimes on a third-year medical school exam. A hospitalist writes in his note, patient has right upper quadrant pain, consult general surgery. Later that day, the general surgeon writes, no gallstones, normal liver and pancreatic enzymes, no need for surgical intervention, signing off. The next day, the hospitalist note states, patient has right upper quadrant pain, consult general surgery. It is very clear that information was copy and pasted without any thought to actually updating the information. Billing for the subsequent hospital note could lead to a claim of fraud, as it does not reflect a new updated plan. I'll stress the point one more time. Don't forget to review and update what you have copied and pasted. Example 4. Use physical exam templates carefully. During my onboarding for Epic, I was told to follow along with a training video of a history and physical encounter. The patient was a male patient. For the physical exam documentation, I was to click on a drop-down menu selection list. The four selections presented to me were as follows: male brief exam, male expanded exam, female brief exam, female expanded exam. It seemed odd to me that the software was not limiting the selections just for a male patient. I deliberately clicked the female expanded exam and found a very comprehensive examination had been entered with breast and pelvic exam items. When I told the proctor that my mouse had slipped and asked why it would let me enter a female exam on a male patient, he had no answer. He also could not figure out how to correct the mistake. My advice to providers is to review the physical exam template information for each patient to make sure it reflects what you actually did. I once saw a patient who had congenital syndactyly. He was born with only three fingers on each hand. The hospitalist's physical exam musculoskeletal entry stated no deformities. The history in the EMR did not even list the patient's diagnosis of syndactyly. I'm sure the patient was not examined correctly because the syndactyly is hard to miss. Example 5. Avoid using ambiguous diagnoses and surgical procedures. Entries such as disease of the thyroid gland and hernia repair are essentially worthless. Well, is disease of the thyroid gland hypothyroidism, Graves' disease of the thyroid, or thyroid cancer? What kind of hernia is it? Inguinal, femoral, umbilical, hiatal, ventral? To clarify these ambiguous terms, just talk to the patient and examine them. Most of the time, they can tell you what kind of hernia they had or what kind of thyroid disease they have.
So it seems to me that these issues are prevalent mostly because the EMRs weren't really set up to take into account how healthcare providers would actually use it. And some of the shortcuts sort of create the opportunity for errors to arise and propagate. What do you think?
Yep. When a healthcare provider starts using an EMR, the complexity of the software mandates more time be spent in front of a computer. To circumvent, those providers have found shortcuts, most of which defeat good medical practice. In our show notes, I've attached some resources. The first is called Schuth's EMR Best Practices, where I've summarized a host of best practices beyond those that we've touched upon in this podcast, and most of them are easy to implement. I'm also including screenshots of the Rooming Navigator tab and the History Navigator tab for comparison purposes. There's also an eloquent critical analysis of the cut-and-paste technique from the 9th edition of DeGowan's Diagnostic Exam, and an article from the New York Times titled How Tech Can Turn Doctors into Clerical Workers, as well as an article from KHN.org titled Death by 1,000 Clicks, Where Electronic Health Records Went Wrong. Some final words to our audience. The integrity of the documentation in an EMR is the responsibility of the healthcare provider. When you electronically sign a document, you are in essence putting your reputation on the line. EMRs are loved by plaintiff attorneys. They look for errors in your documentation and can easily discredit your integrity by pointing out these errors to a jury. Essentially, you are giving them a loaded gun to shoot down your defense. Health insurance company documentation auditors likewise look for these types of errors. If you take credit for performing a past medical and past surgical history and it has errors in it, you will not be given credit for billing, and they can easily downcode your billing and claim that you are upcoding your bills. This could lead to having to pay back the health insurance company and further penalties. So, are you ready to up the game on your documentation?
Well, I know that personally, I'm going to be scrutinizing my medical record chart a lot more closely from now on. This was quite an eye-opener. I think we're going to end it there. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Please check out the other episodes. Don't forget to rate and review us and subscribe to Unraveling Medical Coding from wherever you get your podcast. Also, please share this podcast with friends or colleagues who you feel would benefit from learning about medical coding and documentation. Stay safe, stay healthy.